when Pei Beis Amud Aleph, we are up to Tanur Rabbanan. About 10 lines from the top. Tanur Rabbanan, we learned, Boyu l'sarfai, now that you're ready to burn it, Bechatzer Eseyen, the leftovers. It became Tami, you burn it in their courtyards, Ume'atze Hamarocha, and they want to use, however, the wood from the Mizbeach to burn it. And shaming land, we don't allow you to take wood from the Mizbeach to burn it in your backyard. Lifnei Habidim, if you want to burn it in front of the Beis HaMikdash, Ume'atze and use your own wood, also in shaming land. If you want to burn next to the Beis HaMikdash, use the wood from the Beis HaMikdash. Now, what's the logic? Bishleima makes sense, Ume'atze Hamarocha, Bechatzer saying, bringing home wood to your backyard, ain't shame, we don't allow you, because deal with paishim minayu. There'll be some wood left over, you use it for yourself, but also be the color, you're using wood, you're moil, you're stealing. But you bring your own wood and you bring it in front of the base of Migdash, my time alloy, what's wrong? Why shouldn't you use your own wood? So Rabbi Yosef says, you know why? Shaloi levayish es misha ein lev. Not everybody can afford to bring their own wood, and those who have, you know, will brag that they have, and those who don't have will be embarrassed. So therefore, everyone is the same. We treat everyone equally. Rava says, you know why? B'nei achshad. If we see you taking it home afterwards, they're going to be choshed that the wood that you had was wood from Mizbech, without realizing this is your own personal wood. My b'nei, what's the difference? Ika b'nei, in a case where you can obviously tell that it didn't come from the Mizbech. For example, the icy kani v'chayusa, you brought these reeds from the palm trees, the lechazil maracha, we don't use this, not dense enough, we don't use it for the Mizbech. And everyone will see, well, no, it didn't come from the Mizbech. You bring it home, there's no chshad. But if, because we don't want to embarrass anybody, it still applies. Tananas, we learned, Reish HaMaimi, there were 24 mothers besides the Kohen Levim who participated in the carbon, the Rosh Yisraelim. So they had represented, they were called the mothers, and there were 24 of them every week of the Kohenim. And if there were somebody who had to be in the Maimid who couldn't make it because he was Tameh, what they did was, HaYimamid Esat Temeyin Al Sharmid, and now we're talking about people who shouldn't be suspicious. So we also used to place anybody who should have joined the Ma'amadas, but they couldn't because they were Tameh, they would come to the base of Midrash and stand on the eastern gate. Taisa says it actually means right by the Ezra's Noshim. My timer, what's the reason? Omer Rabbi Yosef Kedei Levayshin. On one hand, to embarrass them. You knew you had a job 1 week in every 24 weeks. You couldn't be vigilant to make sure that you didn't become tummy. You were derelict in your responsibilities, so we won't embarrass you. Ravam Nechshad. People will suspect you didn't come to the base of Midrash because you had a better job to do elsewhere, which is in a way is mevaza, insulting the work in the base of Midrash. My benai, what's the difference? In a case, we're not going to suspect you that you're working somewhere else. Ike benai mefanki, people who are very, very fastidious and they don't lift a finger for anybody. They never do a job. So nobody's going to be chosh. The reason why they're not here today is because they're doing a job elsewhere. But so therefore, if the reason is because we want to shame them, they still have to stand it. The reason we shouldn't suspect them doing another job. Everyone knows that this guy is so lazy that he won't do another job anyway. So no chash. Or inami, the kogodl, another reason, the kogodl shishuda. Let's say the job that he had was carrying wood, which is very hard work and pays very little. There's no way in the world that he would give up the job in the base of Midrash so that he can go and do that other job. Nobody will suspect him of it. So if that's a job, then he doesn't have to bother coming. But if the reason why we want you, if you tell me to stand there because we want to embarrass you, then you still have to come. Mishnah. HaPesach sheyotze, if the Pesach left. If the Pesach left the walls of it, okay, the Machlek is a Shainimir. According to some of the Shainim, it means it left the walls of the Shalayim, so it's called a Yaitse, it becomes Pasal. According to the Rambam, it means it left the walls of your house, because everyone, Chabura, has to have their own house. If it left the walls of your house, it already has a full din of a Yaitse. Oishinitma, or it became Tamei, and we had before that sometimes you leave it the following morning. It's called Ibutsuda, and we had a Machlek is a Shainim, it means, like Rashi says, only leave it overnight to come nicer, or others say that we actually leave it until it goes off. And sometimes we say we burn it straight away. So this is the rule. Pesach itself left, so it's a psul in the animal itself. Oishenitmur became tam. It's a psul in itself, you burn it straight away. On the Ere Pesach on the 14th day. If it happened on the 15th day, you cannot burn it straight away because it's Yom Tov. You have to wait till Chol HaMoed, 16th day. But if it happened Ere Yom Tov, you burn it straight away. You don't need Ibud Tzura. However, Nitmu Bailin, the problem was the owner of the Baal Baz became Tamei, so there's no psul in the animal itself. Oisha Mesa, the owner, died. So then, to Ubutsura, so before we can burn the animal, we have to allow it to stay overnight, have an Ibutsura. You can't burn it anymore on the 15th because it's Yom Tov, so you burn it on the 16th. Rabbi Yechon Ebruka argues, he says, Avze Yisra B'yad, that even in this case, even in this case, if the balabas became tameh, we burn it straight away. Wait, why? If the balabatim became tameh, there's no one left to eat it. There's no one left to eat it, then it's a psul in the animal itself. Fisha ein lo eichlin, who is going to consume it? We'll see later in the Gemara, when did this happen? Before the zrika or after the zrika? Says the Gemara, Bishleimet tameh, I understand why tameh, you burn it straight away. And not only straight away, b'chal that you burn it. It says in Pasig, "Va'abosa sheyiga bechol tamei lo yei achel." But hey, she said, "The clear in Pasig that what do you do with meat that became tamei? You burn it." Elo yoytzei, if the animal went out, how do you know you burn it? Maybe you bury it. How do you know you burn it? Because said by Aaron over there, when this was the story of Nadav Avihu, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know why they burnt it. So Aaron, in his defense, he said, "Hein lehuves dame elakaydish prima." The blood. Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, "What was your excuse? You didn't bring the blood inside the base of Midrash, so you should have eaten it." Omele Moshe Laren. Moshe Laren. Madula Chaltim is a Chattas. So now we're explaining what happened there. Why did you eat the Chattas? Why didn't you eat the Chattas? Shema Nichnes Dome Lefnai Lefnim. One or two possibilities. Did you bring it inside when you shouldn't have brought it inside? Amalei said, Adam said, laugh, that's not what happened. Amalei said, Moshe then said, Shem chutzal mechitza, says, maybe fakert, maybe you took it outside the mechitza. Amalei laugh, he said, no. The Kodesh Haisa, he said, no, it was in Kodesh, it was in the right place. Amalei said, Moshe then challenged him, Iba Kodesh Haisa, it was in the right place. If a hain lo uva dama la kodesh, he didn't bring it inside. Madula chaltim, I said, why didn't you eat it? Miklal, what do we see from here? If take, it did go outside, and you burnt it, Moshe Rabbeinu would be happy. So we see clearly from here that if a carbon left its environs, it has to be burnt. Mikladi nafka, if it did go out, or inami ayil, you brought damal lefni, you brought the blood inside. Basreifi, it makes sense why you burn it. So this is the raya that you burn it. Says the Gemara, how do we talk about bishleim nitma? If the animal became tamei, goli rachmana bekachim kalim. If the animal became tamei, the Torah already revealed to us. By kachim kalim, so habasa sheyiga bechol tamei, you got to burn it. You're talking about shlamim. So mada by kachim kalim shlam, which is consumable by everybody, and you can eat entire shlam. And yet, if it became tamei, you have to burn it. So kosh can be kachim. Makes sense. Surely kachim, which is much stricter, can only be eaten in the base of Mikdash and so on. Surely, if it became tamei, you have to burn it. Fine. Elo yaitse, this other psul, where the animal itself didn't become tamei, just took it outside of its area. So ask, can we find kachim? We find the story of Moshe Rabbeinu. This is a karma chattas. Okay, so we find by kachim, if it left, it was very chomer, so if it left its environment, okay, it makes sense, you have to burn it. Or by kachim kalaminon. How do you know by other kabanas that also if it leaves its area that you have to burn it, like karma pesach, how do you know? Besu, furthermore, how did Tanya, we learned lon dama, what happens if the blood itself remained overnight, or nishper dama, or the blood poured out, so the chayda, you never had a chance to go ahead and spray the blood. Is the chutz leklayim, the blood went out, chutz leklayim, the kaimelam besreifim enola, and the din is that you have to burn it, how do you know? In the case of blood, how do you know in all these cases you burn? How do you know you burn? So which pasuk do we have this? How do you know you burn? Says the Gemara, you know where you learn it from? Nafkalam and Rab Shimon. We learn out from the pasuk of Rab Shimon. What's the pasuk of Rab Shimon? The Tanya, we learn Rab Shimon. I mean, Rab Shimon says in the pasuk that any blood, any chattas you brought from the blood inside to the Oil Mayid, you shouldn't eat it. Ba'kodesh, but if you brought it ba'kodesh, don't eat it. Ba'eish tisaref, you should burn it. So what do you learn from there? Limud al chattas she'sefas ha'bekodesh. We learn from here that a karma chattas that you burn it. So we know a karma chattas you burn it. Ainli elozubavad. All I know is a karma chattas. Shab psule kachim kachim. How do I know all other psulim of kachim kachim? Any other psul? And ve'emudi kachim kalim. And also by a kubba shlamim with the fats that go up on the mizbech. I mean, nine, how do you know that if it became puzzled that you burn it, Tamalayim, it says in the Pasuk, Ba'kodesh, Ba'esh Tisarif. It says in another Pasuk that any Basa that touches any Tamay, don't eat it, Ba'esh Tisarif. If you read about it from the Mice of Ocean Island, couldn't it have been enough of Ocean Island, maybe only a chattas. I know sharp psulik kachim kachim. All you know is chattas. I know any other psulik kachim kachim. I know mudik kachim kalim. So it says in the pasuk Bakoidish, then it says don't eat it. But Eish Tisala, so we dash in Bakoidish, anything Bakoidish you burn. At the moment. At the moment. Yeah. Oh, there you know for that particular carbon, yeah. Says the Gemara, Ashkechon Kochim Kochim. Kochim Kalim, and still all we know from this pasuk is Kochim Kochim. How do you know Kochim Kalim? Ella, you're right. There's no pasuk. We don't learn from any pasuk. Kol psul b'kodesh. Any psul in a carbon, b'sreifa, you burn it. Lo yishna kochim kalim, lo yishna kochim kochim. And how do you know? Gemara gemila. We learn halacha moshim b'sinai. Aye, what about chatzis darim? You tell me now that every single carbon we learn from halacha moshim b'sinai. I said, why do you need chatzis darim teach you even by chatzis? Moshe, you're right, we don't need it at all. We're just telling you a story of what happened. That's not the mocker for the limud. The limud of halacha moshim b'sinai. Says the Gemara, the ton of Rabbi Avud Amar, he holds that a filu pigul. He holds that even a psul in the carbon itself, like pigul, you had in mind the wrong time, the wrong place. Ton ibetzud also requires ibetzud. He holds that even a psul in the carbon itself requires ibetzud and nolon. How does he know? We just said that you can sreif and sreif a miyad, but he learns that even a psul of the animal itself is ibutsuda. How does he know that? L'chayde yalif oven of a menaisa. He learns that agzeda shava oven of a menaisa, and noisa already had ibutsuda. That's what noisa is. If so, why did you decide to learn oven for noisa? V'neil, let him learn out. Oven mechatzis d'aron, from chatzis d'aron. Would they burn it straight away? Amalach, he said, no, you cannot learn from chatzis d'aron. You know why you can't learn chatzis d'aron? It was a hayra shah. That whole story happened with special hayra, special kabbanis. The chatzis d'aron, gavna, not me b'tzura, the daidus boy. Chatzis d'aron, had it happened in stamazay, you also need b'tzura. I, in that particular story, burned it straight away. For hasam hayra shah. It was only hayra shah.
So who got the
hayra shah?
Aron did.
That's right. Or intuition, yeah. Hashed, and now that, I mean, we say kopsul the kodesh b'sreifa. Now that we said that every single psul in kodesh you have to burn, loish no kotche kotche loish no kotche kalim. Gemara gemira long. You just told me talachum. Mishas sinai. Let me ask a question. What do we need the whole pasuk for? The pasuk of b'kodesh loya ochel, but eish tesaref that it says b'kodesh, and then it says you burn in a fire. And before you want to learn from me that old kotche you have to burn. Now you tell talachum mishas sinai. Lomali, we need that for. So Gemara says, you know, you're right, you don't need it for this pasuk. You know what we need for this? You know what limud you need it for? Hahu mebayla, you need it for shesreifasa bekoidish. Where do you burn it? You burn it. Where are you supposed to burn it? Okay, we know you have to burn it. Halacha mishnah, but where? Bekoidish in the base of Middush. And that's what we learn from this pasuk. Says Gemara, what about the other pasuk? The other pasuk where it says, Abos, Rashi, you get bechol tamil lo yachal. But a shesreif, you burn the fire. What do you need for alamali? Halacha mishnah tells you right that every psul you burn. And we already know where as well from the other pasuk. So what do you need this pasuk for? And for the Gemara, who legufa itzrich? You need it for itself. What do you need it for itself? Kasal kedarchim. I would have thought kol psul, that different kind of psulim, the psulim which are unique by kodesh, and the psulim which are applicable to all animals. I would have thought kol psul the kodesh, any psul which is unique to carbon as a muscle. Lon dama, the blood remained overnight, or nishper dama, the blood poured out, spilled out, or v'yotze dama, the blood went outside of the mechitzes, or v'nishcheta belayla, which is a din, which is only unique by kabbanis, the besreifa, they have to get burnt. Why? The less the mechulik, these psulim are unique to kabbanis, they don't exist by chulim. Avol nitma de mechulim nami mitzvah, when it comes to the din of tumah, which applies to chulim as well, they also become tamei. Maybe eima hoyu v'zabi uvnechel, since whatever you did wrong here, something would have been wrong anywhere. Maybe we treat like chulim eima, like the boy said, but chulim don't burn it, so maybe you don't have to burn here either. V'tazgilei b'kvuda, and kvuda is enough. And maybe kvuda is enough, like Rashi says in other places, so it shouldn't be mevazeh kabbanis, or here he says, so the dog shouldn't be able to find it. Kamashwalan, that even so, but Eish Yisrael, we gotta burn it. Okay, the Mishnah continues, and we'll start doing Rashi from here. The Mishnah continues that Nitmu ha-Baili, and what about the psul was not in the animal itself? The psul was that Baili became Tame. Oish Mesu, they died, is Machleke, is the Tanakama, Yechem Berukar. The Tanakama says, Tubutsurasan, it's not a psul in the animal itself, you gotta leave it overnight, Ibutsura. And Abi Yechem Berukar says, since you don't have anyone to eat it, it's like a psul in the animal itself, and therefore, you burn it. You burn it straight away. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef's first comment was Machlekes. The Machlekes on the comment of Brukes. Shenit mu Bailim Achazrika. You first sprayed the blood, and then the Bailim became Tameh. So while you sprayed the blood, at that time the Bailim would toy, so it was suitable to be eaten. This Chaze Basalachila, that it was suitable to be eaten. So therefore, the Machlekes on the comment says that you leave it Ibut Suda. Why? Because it was suitable to be eaten at the time. So it's only a psul Dovarach. Abel nitmu bailim lifne zika, but he says according to everybody, if the bailim became tummy before you sprayed the blood, so when you sprayed the blood it was not suitable, even though when you shechted it was, but when you sprayed the blood it was not suitable to beat anybody, so it's a psul in the animal itself. Then divrei hakol yisad miyad, everyone holds, you burn it straight away. Rashi, four lines in the wide lines. Machlekes lifne zika hasapo ebechem bruker de chasher le psul begufi, holds a psul begufi. It's an external psul. Rabbi Yechon will say that even after Zikr they're arguing. Says he went right. Ask a question. Says in the Braise, this is the rule. There's a psul in the goof itself of the animal. You burn it straight away. If the psul is bedam, external in the blood, or bebailim in the owners, tzai dam and tzai bai, even dam is considered external. Is ti'ubetzuras, you gotta leave it overnight. And then the yitzel beisrefer, and then you take it outside to burn it. Ktoni, we're comparing over here, bailim dumi de dam. We're comparing the owner compared to blood. When did this problem of the blood happen? Ma dam must be lifnei zrika, because once you sprayed it, who cares what happens to the blood? You already finished whatever you needed to do with the dam. Doesn't matter the rest, according to most Rishonim. Most Tanoim. Doesn't matter what happens to the rest. So, l'cheide, since dam must be talking about before Zrika, we're comparing bailim to dam, must be that the problem of the bailim that they became tummy died happened before Zrika. Av bailim lifnei Zrika. The bailim before Zrika, and still, we're treating it. And it says if clear that bailim is too ubetzurasi. Before Zrika, we consider an external problem, and Ibutsura. What he told me that Kain and Zrika Bechem Bruker says that it is Yisra Miyad. Eli, you're right. The other way around. Yitmar Hachitmar. Machleke, the Machleke is of Rabbi Yechon and Bruker and Tanakama is. You said before that everyone holds that if the bailim became tamik, kedem zika is a psul in the animal itself because there's no eichlim, and everyone knows Yisra Miyad. It says, Mephadish over here, that Ibutsura. And must be that's a chachamim. We didn't say mefedosh over here because we're comparing bailim to dam. And dam must be before zrika. So bailim before zrika. And yet it says clearly all you need is ibutzuda because it's an external problem. Who is that? So you said you're right. We're going to reverse it. That the machlekes of the chachamim of Yechon Bruker is before zrika. And this braise here follows the chachamim. But machlekes shenit mu bailim to zrika. Why? The law is chazev basal achila, since it's not suitable to be eaten because there's no consumer. The avlek is absolut gufa. So therefore, it's absolut gufa. Rabbi Yechon Bruker holds absolut gufa. Chomol is not absolut gufa. It's an external problem. Avol nit mu bailim zrika. But if the bailim only became tummy after he sprayed it, at the time of spraying it was roll achila, then according to everybody, it's chazev basal achila. So it's suitable. So the whole psul now is a chetover chitzaini. Then even according to Rabbi Yechon Bruker, the animal needs ibutzura. Everyone will agree that if it happened after the zika, so if the main parts of the animal, which is the shchit and the zika, you did correctly, and then afterwards the bailim became tummy, then it's a chutzain is the gezachar. Everyone hold that before you burn it, you need ibutzura. Uboy ibutzura. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. Comes along Rabbi Yechon and disagrees. He says, af la'acha zika nami machlekes. He holds her arguing both. Sai kedem zika, sai acha zika nechachamim. Kedem zika is considered external, and even acha zika, and for sure acha zika is considered external. Now, Yechon Bruker says that not only kedem zika is considered internal, and because there's no eichlin, but even after zika, the poil, there's no eichlin here, so therefore it's a psul in the animal itself, and you don't need ibutzur. Says the Gemara. Who learns that even after Zik is considered a psul in the animal itself, a psul in the bailim, a psul in the oichlim, a psul in the animal, is consistent with his view. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan made one comment one somewhere, Rabbi Yechanan ben Broker, Rabbi Nechemia. Amr Dabarechan, you should know that Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yechanan ben Broker are saying exactly the same thing. Rabbi Nechemia from Zwachim, what's the maise there? Rabbi Yechanan ben Broker, the Amr just said. He just said here that even after Zik is considered the bailim become tame, it's a psul in the animal itself. And you don't need ibutzura. Rab Nechemya Mai, what's the story of Nechemya? The story of Nechemya is regarding what happened with Aaron. Because there's two possible reasons, we had two Tanoim in Zvachim as to what exactly happened and why they burnt it. Was it either because they were oinonim? And as an oinonim, we learn by Maisa Sheini, they say, I didn't eat it. In other words, I'm have a kavachayim, madach Maisa Sheini, not allowed to eat it as an oinonim. Surely, Kabbanj not eat it as an oinonim, and that's the problem. Not that he just died, just passed away, so therefore they're all oinonim, and that's why they burnt it. Or the problem, somehow or another, became tummy that day. And that's why they burnt it. Because Machlek is tonight. So Nechemya, the Tanya, Nechemya said, Mipnei Aninus Nisrefazu. Nechemya holds, I hold the reason why it got burnt is because they were Oinanim. The Kachnema, that's why Adam said to Moshe, if I would have brought the carbon today, he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is what happened. Vatikrenoisi Ke'ela, and this is what happened. You think the Ebershter would be happy? Hayita Beini Hashem? What do you mean Ke'ela like this? Ke'el means, like this means, Aninus, we were oining him, because none of you passed away. So he said, you think if we would have eaten it today as oining, you think the Abish would be happy? Now, since he learned the psulas, there's five different kabbanas here. One of the kabbanas is Rishchaydish. We're talking about the chattas. We're not sure. That's part of the machleg, which kabbana they're talking about. They say Rishchaydish, talking about the chattas of Nachshon. What are we talking about? So he's like this. But Aninis, if the psulas Aninis, listen to this. If the psulas Aninis is kila achazrika have Aninis, even though it might have physically happened before the spray of blood, it's not a psul in the animal itself. It's no different than had the psul happened after the zrika. And yet, and yet Adam burnt it straight away. He didn't wait for Ibutsura. Adam said this is what happened. It was an onion and we had to burn it. So we see that even though it's an external thing, yet you don't need Ibutsura. And Rabbi Yechim Abruka holds just like Rabbi Chemia. It's clear that Rabbi Yechim Abruka, even though the Bailim came to me after the Zrika, it's an external thing, still you don't need Ibutsura. Rashi explains that. Long Rashi. Rashi, Bibnaninas Nisifer, by five lines in the white lines. What does Adam say? We're going to explain them in all the kabbanas. Like this. This is what happened. That's what I'm going to hold. What are we talking about here? What was the issue? How do you expect me to eat a kachim if I was an oinin? What do you want from me? Moshe was told that they should eat the mincha even though they're in a state of aninus. And Moshe made a thought, since the mincha had to be eaten in a state of aninus, also the karma chattas should be eaten. Moshe Rabbeinu thought, just like the mincha should be eaten while they're known, so too the chattas should be eaten. V'amalei Adam, so Adam said to him, how do you know? Shemalei shemata ela b'mincha. Maybe you only heard Hayra from the Eibishter regarding the mincha shehikache shah. That's a special carbon for Shemini Shemim Aluyim. L'yom Shemini Shemim Aluyim nitztaviz oisem mincha. That carbon is unique for that day, so maybe they've caused the holy Hayra shah. So even though I was an onion, I should eat from it. I'm also moedin when it comes to Seir Nachshin. When it comes to the Seir of Nachshin, the Seir Shayim, the Chsiv, it says, so these are all kabbanas for specific for that day. I am moedin, all of those kabbanas we should have eaten while we are noinin. For the day, but this chatas we're talking now about, the one that I burnt, was Seir Rosh Chodesh. This is the Seir you bring every month. This is not a Hayra Asha. It's a regular carbon. They cut your day the same. And that carbon, Ba'asurin La'inim. An Ain is not allowed to eat. And that's the carbon that they're arguing about. All other kabbanas, I agree with you. All other unique kabbanas. That's what they've told you. But this is Seir Rosh Chodesh. That's what Rabbi Nechemya, that's what Nechemya learned, that the whole mice here, they're arguing about oinin, if you're allowed to eat from this carbon or not. So Adam justified himself, look, we were oinin, not the video passed away, therefore we had to burn it. But Rabbi Yehuda, argues in Nechemya, but he says, no, you know why Adam burnt the carbon? Because it became tummy. There was the confusion, everything else, the animal became tummy. What does he dash Rabbi Yehuda, Ke'ela, like this? Amaydi Ka'amah goes refers to what Moshe said to Aaron, Shema Metek Tzarcha Peshat above in it Mesa. Moshe Ben accused him, you were negligent because you were in a state of confusion and depression, maybe you weren't careful, you were metame the carbon. Is that what you think of me? That I will not take care of kachim kachim. This is what happened to me. Like this. Exactly. Now that we prove established according to Mechemi, the whole problem is aninis. Aninis is so external to the carbon that it's no different than a bilin becoming tame after the zrika. The fact of the matter is, could be they passed away lif nezrika, but makes no difference. The fact that they passed away before has no impact on the zrika. Why not? They're in now before the zrika. So that's an interesting thing. The chattis leidami de pesach. Chattis is very different than korban pesach. By korban pesach, if there's no bialim before the zrika, we got a problem, like we said before. The ikari lachila, the main function of the korban pesach is to be eaten. If you can't eat because they became tummy, whatever it is, they died, then obviously we have a problem. Mashengi chattis is not meant to be eaten. The main thing chattis leichashin and loichlin. We don't care about the consumers today. The kapara, it comes from kapara. Ba'ako yisro, she ruin, and all the eaten, they should be suitable. So there was no problem here. Else the fact that it's not roll achila. I what about the fact that they're oinim and an oinim shouldn't bring a carbon? So he says no. I see Rosh Chodesh. We said before Rosh Chodesh is a carbon deidus and an oinim doesn't bring it. So Rashi explains that's an ordinary coin, but a coin gadol is an exception. A coin gadol and oinim still does the avodah and still brings the carbon. So there's nothing wrong here. The im if neishi kribu baninim and ifshala the oinim shav achila achila loy had yoiti mikribu. It wasn't ordinary koinim kiman atzmai, and the kam we have a rule koin gadol makriv oinim. The koin gadol can bring as an oinim ben oichel, just he cannot eat. So Moshe, this is what Moshe said. Aaron, maybe you brought the carbon today to Siddur Chodesh while you were in Einin. That's what's wrong. Valkein said after, that's why you burnt it. They brought it today. The possible one in is today. The Kohenim had Yoitim bring it. That you telling me that we're disqualified because they're Einin? Ani Krafti. The Lord apostle be aninus. I'm a Kohen Gadol, an apostle. This Zayfim Miyad have, and yet, so there's no psul in him bringing it. So even though it happened before Zikas, like happened after Zikas, makes no difference. And there's nobody eating it. It's not such a big deal when it comes to Karma Chattas. And yet, it didn't wait for Ibn Surah. But Zayfim Miyad have it. Below Ibn Surah, that Ibn Surah. The same thing. He holds the plukta, the masnisin, the machlek, the mishnah is even though it happened after zrika, it's mamish a dover achar chetzayin is a good thing. Still, Rabbi Yechiel Bruker holds you don't need ibut zuda. The avoid is damn nasa behechshav. There's not properly. I feel the hockey zuda miyad. Because ain mishi yachilenu. There's no one to eat it. Ki chatz daran. Now it's exactly chatz daran. There's nothing wrong with being makriv because it's not kohen gadol to makriv it. But there's no consumers. There's no, and it's just like lacha zrika. And yet, Aaron burnt it straight away. La hayil apsul achar esh la hayil loicha had no consumers. Just back to the Gemara, two more lines.
But
we don't know any details about it. When it happened, we don't know details. We use an oil. They took it out straight away.
All those things are discussed by Riches Gedela on that Pasha.
Is anyone invited? And why Moshe Ben made this mistake compared to Kabbalah Kotcher Data? Why did Moshe Ben make that mistake?
So they talk about Riches, the Sikh, the Rebbe as well.
Is anyone invited? The Rabba adds, the Rabba Moisev, you say that Rabbi Nechemia and Rabbi Yechiel Bruker say the same thing. That even the Chatzain is the thing you don't need even tzuda. Rabbi Moisev, after Rabbi Yisagili, he adds Rabbi Yisagili as well. That what? That a psul in the bailim, you burn it straight away. You don't need even tzuda. What's the Moisev? The Tanya, Rabbi Yisagili says, Kola inyin kulay, this entire parsha of Moshe and Aaron. And we're talking about that's the Chattas HaChitzayin, right? The Seder Shchedesh. And so on and so forth. Eina Medabe, he says, you know what we're talking about over there? They're talking about different cardboard together. The Perim HaNisrafim, und es ihrem Hanisrafim and Lisrei Psulein Abes Hasreif Abira, that they had to be burnt, not outside, because the Purim and the Seidim and the Srafim, they had to be burnt outside the Beis HaMidosh. These had to be burnt inside the Beis HaMidosh, Abes Abira, and the Litin Leisas Al Achilasin, and they were given an additional license that you shouldn't eat from it as well. Rashi. Kol inyan kula, top of the page. Kol inyan kula, kol pasha zud, entire pasha of Aron HaMoshe, v'chol chattas asher yuva medoma. The Mukul Rabbanim said, "Zvachim the Rabbanim." That pasuk says, "Chol chatas asher yuva bedama to royal moed loy teachal be'esh tesarif." What are you talking about over here? The Mukul Rabbanim said, "Zvachim bechatas hachitzayna shehech the dama fnim." By mistake, you took a chatas hachitzayna, and you brought the blood inside. V'zeh psul. So that's the psul. It should have been done outside the base. Then you brought it inside. Come and achmana tisla you burn it. Kolig Rabbi Yisag lili umuki. He said, "It's talking about a chatas aprimis." It's talking about not an outside chattas and inside chattas. Kigain pad helim dover shel tzibur. If the tzibur made a mistake and they all followed the psak din which was wrong, they bring a par from the entire community. That's brought inside. Ashiyuva medama kimitzvasa lalamayid, and you bring it inside properly. There's no mistakes here. You bring it lalamayid. Lo seichal, don't eat it. But age decided. The pasuk is not talking about a mistake. You said the pasuk took a carbon which should have been on the outside. You brought it inside, and you made a mistake. So no, we're talking about chatchila carbon that had to be inside a pad helm dover shel tzibur, and you have to bring the blood inside. But the Torah is telling you, do not eat from that. Not because a mistake happened. That's the din of Pad Hel and Dovah Shatzibur. Lo yiteh achel, you shouldn't eat it. And what should you do with it? Be'esh tesar, you should burn it. Lo yitzeh kra. Regarding the flesh, you don't need a pasuk. Sivirei begufei v'sarei shalei. It says somewhere else regarding this carbon. Nobody eats it, you burn it. Ela she'im nifsula be'yitzes. Telling you about this carbon. By mistake, you took it out. Ubetume or tume, ba kosher lam teaches that tisrafena you burn it bebeisamid in the base of midrash. V'loy chutz legimel machanas kimitzvasa, not outside the three camps. V'litin loisas alachilasa, give you a loisas alachilasa. To give a loisas, we're talking about this pad helam davish at tzibur. That's what we're talking about. I'm telling you that if this happened, you took it outside by mistake, burn it in the base of midrash, not outside. So they can rightly want to ask the base like lili amru loy. So what about a chatas shenich a chatas chitzayna shenich nedama lefnai lefnim nine? How do you know that if you made a mistake and you brought it inside? How do you know that you burned it? Rashi amru chatas chitzayna nedama lefnim nine loch shehi psul pasul amru lehen. So he says that you know from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Aaron, "Hein lo huva dama lekayish penima. The blood was not brought inside, so why did you burn it? In other words, meklal the enufik e. The blood would have been taken outside. Or inami ayil dama b'sreifa. If you brought it in, you burn it." Rashi. The blood was not brought inside. Why did you burn it? It's he would have been brought inside. I understand why he burnt it. Vishapit over the saful out. He brought a shred. You burned it straight away. So Rabbi Yisai Glili is learning from the story of Moshe Rabbeinu how to treat an animal which should be done, a chatas chutz. If you made a mistake, you brought the blood inside. And he's learning it from the carbon of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is only kachishah. Alma, what do we see? So he holds namidim huvadama the daidas by safe altity holds that even in the future you bring the blood in. It has to be done exactly like Adam, you burn it straight away. And this is the psul of the blood. You took the blood that should have been outside and brought it in. Before we said that psul of blood is considered an external and you need ibutsuda. Here he said the psul of blood is if you don't need ibutsuda, you burn straight away. So now, and we're making a leap, just like he holds when it comes to the blood. If it became puzzle, it's considered internal and you don't need ibutsuda. The same thing with the bailim. If the bailim became tummy or died, you don't need ibutsuda straight away. And therefore, Rabbi says that Rabbi Yisya Glili holds like Rabbi Yechim Brooker and Rabbi Chemia, that a psul in the bailim is you don't need ibutsuda anymore. Ukasal Kadatri, right number thing, the who are dynamically living psul bailim, say by bailim, the lebay ibutsuda, you don't need anymore. Abu Rabban like medium in a Rabban who don't learn his whole thing. Sadly, they hold data and relevant. Don't compare one thing to another. Kache data is kache shah, two different things we can't compare. If I hear the Gamla Moshe, only in this case Moshe said, look, if blood were brought inside, you burn it straight away. Dimi vi damla fini boy safer. Abu data burkhani, and he's talking another pasik. We're talking another pasik. The pasik it says over here, which we brought in before. Kol chatan ashehu yuva badama. That pasuk we need. Therefore, once we use that pasuk, we take an idi butzuda. Says the Gemara, "No, Rabbi Yechanan. Why doesn't he include every single Rabbi Yechanan? But he holds. What are you comparing? Blood maybe is similar to the flesh, the psul in the animal itself. So I can understand. Don't bring me a psul in the bailim, which is an external thing altogether. So Rabbi Yechanan has nothing to do with them. Rashi quickly, Rabbi Yechanan lechoshle every single blood doesn't count it in. I'm on the heed. The shamle psul dam. The lebay don't even tzur. So bailim is shamle. How you know the Rabbi Yechanan is the
stop here.